Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boogie check.
And a fine tone it is, too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. It is I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, if so, stop what you're doing and give me a call at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200 on the Boogie Check of Life. What was that? The Boogie Check of what? The Boogie Check of Life, which means that anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check, but I'm not putting it there. That's your job. As you know, every morning between 5 and 5:30 a.m. in the first half hour of the wonderful Bob Surratt Morning Show, he takes the first call and gives them a prize. And once I heard that, I decided I'm going to rip that off. So here we go again. First call, 312-981-7200. Going to get yourself a prize right now at 720 WGN. You know you want a prize. Everybody loves free stuff, don't they? Certainly. That's why we have it. I mean, we wouldn't have stuff to give away if people didn't want stuff, right? 312, it's a well-known fact. 312-981-7200. You could be the first caller in here. You could be the one who takes home the rewards of being the first call, but it's not just a tangible thing that you can hold in your hand. It's also a feeling and an honor that you have attained by being what? That's right, first. 312-981-7200. Any old call will do, you know, from anyone, anywhere, really. I'm told that the radio station has quite the nighttime reach. And it would be it'd be nice to believe it. 312-981-7200. Jeff, how are you?
What's happening, John?
You are my man. What are you doing?
I'm actually cooking dinner for my mom. I'm a caregiver, so I take care of my mom 24/7.
That's a very good thing that you're doing.
I listened to you last night, so that was uplifting.
It was?
Yeah, it was a little thing. You know, I go through all that right now, so I'm going through all the same things.
Oh, right. I remember what we were talking
about. Yeah, about the...
I remember what you were referring to. Alzheimer's.
So.
Yeah.
So it's a tough gig, but I listen to you every night. So I'm glad you're back on with WGN.
Thanks.
And I've never really called in, and just thought, maybe I'll call in or something, talk to you, say hello,
see
how things are going.
They're good. And, you know, what you're doing is something that a lot of us, if we haven't faced already, possibly will somewhere down the road. And it's a tough gig.
If you're not doing it or don't know anything about it or never touched it, it's beyond what you could even comprehend. Yeah. It's not a physical thing. It's a mental thing. And
absolutely.
You see someone going the other way versus, you know, the way you want them to go. And, then you're multitasking and appointments and food and, if they fall and stuff like that. So, that's going to be the biggest thing coming up with our aging population parents and stuff. And people just, a lot of my friends were like, nursing home. And I talked to a bunch of friends that are much older than me. I'm only 50, but I talked to a bunch of older friends, and they're like, everyone regretted it because they didn't, say nothing against nursing home. It's just it wasn't the right situation for their parent, and they didn't live there, much longer after that. So
yeah, I think if you have an alternative to a nursing home, you ought to take it, quite frankly.
Yeah, your parents want to stay. They want to stay.
From what I've seen. Yep.
Give them comfort and give them a nice... And that was my thing. So out of my family, I got, I'm the youngest, and there's three other people, and I have two businesses, and I just put them on hold, and I just said forget that, and it's going to be 3 years, December 1st.
Wow.
And, I'm getting very little help, so that's my next resource is, you know, getting more help to help out, because I thought I could handle it all, and you're young and you're strong, but it's just overwhelming. And then you know, after year two, you finally, you know, settle in and take care of it. But yeah, if you know anybody, or if you can help anybody out, if there's anybody listening, you know, just try to help someone out. Or if you have a neighbor, or if that's what I did. I have a house in the city, and she's up in the North Shore in Wilmette, and I always help my neighbors. You know, all the older people on my block are shovel mm-hmm. their snow and stuff, and I don't see that too much anymore in the city.
Yeah.
But you know, neighbors here in Wilmette, they, you know, some of them, you know, come by and help out and stuff like that, because you know, it's just nice once in a while to get a helping hand.
Well, that's what neighbors are supposed to do, quite frankly.
Sure. But you're awesome. I don't want to take up more of your time. But I like I like all the stuff you're bringing on the air. It's really refreshing. And
well, thanks.
You got a nice approach to it, so
I appreciate that.
Love you, man. Love you.
Oh,
keep
thanks.
Up the good work.
Well, listen, you got to
retire. Don't retire.
Me?
Yeah.
Retire? Oh, my goodness, I won't reach retirement age for, God, I don't know, 30 or 40 years.
Sure.
Uh-huh, right. Okay, we've got a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. The 60-Minute Men, visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Thanks so much for calling. All the best to you and your mom. And stay on the line there so we can obtain the information needed to get the American Weathermakers weather station to you. By the way, and there's that fine tone. Yes, it is. Jim Bohannon's got the night off. Otherwise, it'd have been a regular evening. We had a check with Jimbo. But since he's not here, we're not checking. 312-981-7200. Let's go. Hey, Larry. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
I'm not Larry the Chicken from the day before. I had to say that. That was so bad.
That was bad.
But,
yeah.
But we're packing up to go visit our son in Charlotte, North Carolina, and our two grandkids tomorrow, which is great.
Fantastic. What mode of transportation?
Oh, we're flying. We just came back from France like a week ago, and everything went well.
My God.
So we have no problems flying at all. We have our COVID vaccine card, which had to show like 20 times.
Yeah.
But the worry we have is we've heard rumors that because of container ships off San Francisco,
yes,
there's going to be a toilet paper shortage again this winter.
Again?
Again, because all these container ships off of San Francisco.
Yeah, I know. There's tons of them out there.
So we're about to start hoarding them again, I guess.
How did you find flying? I'm really interested. I mean,
flying was no problem. We filled out all the forms before we went. We had forms for four countries and two airlines.
Man.
The flights were filled. We showed our COVID IDs everywhere we went. But it was simpler than ever before because there's no one. We went to France. There's no one there. So we just go through passport control and just show our IDs. But France is very strict on having COVID ID passports.
Yeah.
So before you even set a foot into their outdoor cafes, you had to show our CDC certificate or a France health pass.
Wow.
But they were very, very strict. But there was no one over there, so it was really easy to move around.
What about getting onto the plane? I mean, you know, going through airports, getting onto a plane, being in a plane.
It wasn't bad on the plane. Getting into the plane, getting back here, we had to show a negative test, which we did. Mm-hmm. And there was a long line because there was 300 people on our flight.
Wow.
But it wasn't bad at all. Just some airlines requested paper masks and not cloth masks, mm-hmm. and some cloth masks are okay. But if you just got your CDC or 72-hour test, it was no problem at all.
Wow. So you felt fine?
We felt fine. We tested negative before we came back. It was great. It was probably the easiest trip you ever took because there's not that many people.
Well, I appreciate the call, Larry, and that's some information I'm very interested in. So thanks for passing it along, and thanks for calling. Let's go to Donald. Donald, you're on WGN. Hey. Hello. Hey.
Hey, evening, Records Landecker. I remember you from my younger years.
Well, good. That's good.
I used to listen to Clark Weber's Commandos and Ron Riley's Rebels fight each other years
ago. Wow. That is back in the day. That is back in the day. What brings you to the phone this evening, Donald?
Well, I had surgery in a rehab, and I was thinking about, I listened to you yesterday about you died where your name was changed. Well,
oh, God.
I almost died a lot of times in Vietnam. I was a serviceman. I survived that.
Well, and, thank you for your service.
Yeah, and I listened to the guy who called up from that WLW station. Yeah, it's, yeah. But no, I enjoyed listening to you when I was younger. You and Lou Jack and,
Yeah. Bob Surratt's here, too, you know.
Yeah, and I'm using a landline phone, so my friends weren't as fast. I was kind of calling to be the first person, but no, I've enjoyed you and the other guys. Well, even Lou Jack has passed on, and you know,
yes,
I've enjoyed you guys for a long time.
Well, Donald, and, thank you so much for calling in.
I got some friends that are ham operators. I enjoy those guys now and then, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time. Thanks for calling, Donald. I appreciate it. Let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Yes, hello? I talked to you last night. The guy that just called was referencing my phone call to you last night, John. And I just, you said there was a boogie check tonight, so I had to be in on it. And I just wanted to relate a Fred Winston story to you. Can I do that?
Sure. This is the guy from WLW, by the way, in case there was anybody had a question. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, I'm working at a radio station in Chattanooga, Tennessee in the early 1980s. And in the Boss Jock era, the AM station there had been a top 40, and they had jock shouts. As you remember what jock shouts were, that was it.
Right.
And now, another hour of power with Ronnie Jeffrey. And they would hire big league talent like Fred Winston, who had that incredible voice, to do a whole package of these jock shouts.
Yeah.
And they went along with the jingles and everything else. And I'm listening to this tape from, this is 1981, 82 in the production room, when we find this tape, and it says WGOW Shouts by Fred Winston. And I pull it out, and my guy that worked with me at nights, Eric Page, goes, put that on there, Gary Jeff. Let's see what that sounds like. And we listen to it, and it's Fred Winston, that incredible pipes that he had. And he gets to, and now, another hour of music with Ronnie Jeffries. And there's a pause, and he goes, what the hell is a Ronnie Jeffries?
That is Fred. That's Fred for sure.
and the tape ended, and there was some little blurb at the end after he was done. Was, I hope that's good enough for you small market. and that was, you know, they're paying him to do these jock shouts.
Yeah.
But just the audacity of him to just
It
was great though. I love it.
I can hear it. I can hear it now. Do you know Gary Burbank?
Oh yeah. I work with Gary Burbank.
Yeah. It's a friend of mine.
Did.
Yeah. WLW icon. Yeah.
Gary, I got Gary Burbank stories too.
I'll bet.
Let me tell you one real little short one. Burbank story, and then I was coming out of my studio one afternoon at the building here in Cincinnati, and I was doing afternoons at the classic rock station, and Gary Burbank hadn't retired yet, and so I come out of my studio, and it was kind of a maze, and I heard coming around the corner this, come on boy, and I turn around, and it's Gary Burbank by himself, and he's got his headphone jack in his hand, and he's dragging his headphones across the carpet like it's a dog. And he's like, come on, boy, come on. And there was nobody else around, John. He was just doing it to amuse himself.
I think I'm going to start doing that. I like that idea.
That's how he was.
Yeah,
he was walking his headphones like it was a dog down the hall. And I kind of surprised him when I came around the corner. because he didn't know anybody was watching.
Right. Yeah. Did he seem to be embarrassed, or did he just keep walking his headphones?
Oh, no, he just kept walking.
Well,
once,
Jeff...
Once Gary was in character, he was in character.
Yeah, he's really something. Thanks for calling, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
All right, John.
All right.
A good evening.
You too. Well, we got time for Bob. Bob, thanks for waiting on the line. You're on WGN.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good.
I got an idea for you.
Let's hear it.
I haven't been able to win the retro GN t-shirt, so I figure we need a second one. How about one that says GN Generation?
Oh, well, yeah. Sure, we can ask. I mean, that's just something that I came up with.
Oh, I know that you can't dictate this. You got to go through Marlene.
Bob knows, man. Bob
really? Knows. She knows the keys to the kingdom.
That's right.
But for people of our generation, and I will include you in that, sir.
Yeah,
Tom can't play. But that would be, we could get out there and signify and represent with that.
Signify and represent. Hey, yes. I like that. I like that, Bob. All right. Well, you know what? Now that it's been submitted, let's see what happens. I don't know. Okay. When I said GN Generation, I meant that to be absolutely nonspecific. No. It's not, you know, not Gen X, not Baby Boomer, not Gen Z, not whatever. Just
well, they don't count us anymore, anyways. So we need to come up with something.
All right, Bob. Thanks for calling.
And when it comes out, I get the first one.
All right. Absolutely.